This weekend, for the first time since 2012, 8 long years, Queensland will host a home semi-final in Super Rugby. It's a fantastic result for the Reds. They haven't been in a semi-final in 7 years. And their coach is on the line. Brad Thorney's brought the magic back to rugby in Brisbane. Good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, thanks for coming on. The listeners have been screaming at me to get you on the show and get the Reds on the show. They're excited about what's happened. Mate, you took on the culture of the organisation over a couple of hard years. Is this the reward now for Queensland Rugby?
Definitely, yeah. There are definitely a couple of hard years. I'd say the last 3 years. For me, considering going from league to union, all those sort of things, been through the hardest years of my life. Been tested, you know.
Couple of years, like you've played for the Maroons, the Broncos, premierships, All Blacks, World Cup victories, Crusaders, Super Rugby, so much success. But you think the last couple of years at the Reds have been the hardest of your life?
Just so many angles above you, below you, so many angles, players, board, media, travel, all these, plus having 4 kids. This is just for me personally. But enough about me. How good is it seeing Queensland back in finals footy? Rugby, what rugby's all about, the guys just playing for each other, playing for their, trying to achieve something and representing their state and their fans. Just gold.
And you're playing the Rebels in the home semi this weekend. You win the match, you're in the final. This is an amazing place for Queensland to be in, considering the last couple of years.
Like you said, all we're thinking about is Saturday night. And there's nothing behind that. We're not thinking about anything past that. And definitely learned that from my experience as a player. It's all about those 80 minutes and looking, it's a war. And we're just looking to get a job done, and it's exciting. And probably the big thing is we got a really good turnout, a record turnout at Suncorp for any code on the weekend, and we're hoping there's even more in Maroon turning up to support us, because like I said, we both said, how good is it to have finals footy again?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's on Saturday night at Suncorp Stadium, and people can buy tickets. Get in early because there are restrictions on the crowd size, and get as many as you can. Can you give us one player, Brad? You'll hate picking one out, but if people are going to tune in on Saturday night, who's the guy that they look at and go, wow, this guy's good?
There's a few guys. There's a few talented guys there. It's hard to go past the next tight forward, Taniela Tupu, 138-kilo winger trapped in that body. He loves to run.
He can run.
Fast scrummager and such a bright personality. So that's one for you. I could mention guys like Tati and Jordan Bateo or whatever, but that's as an ex-tight forward, I'll give him a plug.
Well, as an axe back, I'll mention Jordan Bateo. How's that?
We'll
split the difference. Brad Thorne, the coach of the Queensland Reds, on behalf of Queensland, well done to you, mate. You stuck to your guns and you've got the team firing, and best of luck against the Rebels.
Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
No worries.